Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. Welcome back. Sam Crowley of EveryDayIsSaturday.com fame. Isn't that funny? EveryDayIsSaturday.com fame. As I say that, I'm reminded that my wife has yelled at me to take the garbage out twice today. So, yeah, probably not that famous. Legendary, a legend in my own mind. Anyway, it's great to have you back on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Every Day is Saturday. It's the Friday download. I'm recording this on Friday. Always like to just fire out, download random thoughts on my mind that I think will help you and inspire you to get going. And I'm thinking about fighters, boxers, you know, boxing. You want to be a fighter, you want to be a boxer, but you don't want to get any black eyes. You don't want to get beat up. You don't want to get hurt too badly. Well, if somebody were to say that to you, they say, hey, man, I'm getting into boxing. Just one criteria, though. I don't want any black eyes. You would say, yeah, probably not the sport for you there, my man. Wouldn't you say that to somebody? Well, as a marketer and as a business person, especially an entrepreneur, that's equivalent of saying that. I talk to a lot of people on the phone. They book their call. They go to launchwithsam.com, pick a 30-minute call because they want to launch their movement, you know? And by the way, do that if you haven't done it yet. I want to launch your movement for you. And so I get on the phone with them. Great people, all of them. I mean, these calls are amazing, but I get that a lot from people. I don't, the whole failure thing. I'd like to have success. I'd like to see what that looks like. I'm like, well, don't get started. Just stay in the job. Well, that dude, I booked a call with you. It's not real, you know. And you can hear them kind of in their voice, men and women. When I have that conversation, you can kind of hear it a little bit. Not from everybody. And the ones that don't have that, we get started. I mean, we just get going and they're wildly successful, getting the message out. But there's no time frame. It's not like, hey, let's get started. We're going to work together and get this really great message out there for you. You're going to start a podcast, maybe shoot some video. We're going to get you speaking. We're going to get you selling, whatever that looks like. I don't know what it looks like until we actually start working together. But when they say, yeah, you know, I got to have success. I'm like, yeah, well, then look, I appreciate the call. I mean, you are awesome. Make sure you stay plugged into the podcast. But we simply can't work together because your expectations are way out in left field. You're that boxer who wants to not have a black eye, and it's just not going to happen. Success, A, is not guaranteed. B, doesn't have a time frame. So you got to get that out of your mind, and I think that's probably the hardest thing for people to hear. But I'm glad I'm the one sharing that message with them, because what I would not want them to do is to get started with their journey, become an entrepreneur, and then get a lot of those bruises and bumps along the way and thinking, man, this is what every day is Saturday. What the hell is that guy talking about? This feels like every day is Monday. Yeah, you know, you have a lot of Mondays on the way to Saturday, and I think I've communicated that a lot. And I just want to share this message with you now because it is inspirational, and here's why. Because not a lot of people can stay in the game. They just can't do it. Like, they'll get the black eye, a lot of them. And they'll TKO, man, technical knockout. They'll take themselves right out of the match. They don't want to fight anymore because the fight isn't worth it. They need that security, that safety of a job, that income. Branding themselves online and building a legacy out there, so when they Google their name 5 years from now, it's unbelievable compared to what it looks like right now. That's not as important to them as having that safety and that security of their life that they've got right now. Even though the life they have right now isn't safe at all. It's built on a house of cards. You and I both know if you're in a job, you're as replaceable. Man, they put a box on your desk and walk you out the door. And I know, a lot of people think that, no, man, you don't understand, Sam. I actually run the IT department. So, there's a lot of hidden nooks and crannies in there that nobody else knows about. And it would take years to fit. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, man. I really do. And it certainly is, again, it's inspiring to know this because there's a 22-year-old kid coming out of MIT that could replace you in a New York minute. And the minute you understand that, the more inspired you'll be to go for that legacy. So when you Google your name 5 years from now or this movement then you create, you're going to be so inspired. And it's super helpful to just come to grips with that because, man, and not focus on, well, he's saying I'm going to be replaced. No, focus on the legacy that you want to build. But make no mistake, there is never. I mean, you'll catch lightning in a bottle here and there. You'll make 10 grand your first month. Somebody does. Always happens, you know, whenever I get working with somebody. But by and large, they look back 90 days. They're like, damn, Sam, you were right. Look at all this content we created. Look at the, somebody contacted me. I got a message on social media from someone. They heard my message out there. They saw a video. They listened to my podcast and they loved it. And they said they told their friends about it and they were inspired. And now they want me to come speak to their organization. Like that happens. I mean, it happens a lot, but it's because the expectations are dialed in. But don't ever think that, you know, what you're doing right now, nobody else can do it. Even this thing I do, this podcast that I do every day, it's not that I think nobody else can do it, but here's the key. Nobody else has the Everyday Saturday story. Nobody. Just nobody has that story. I was blessed enough, and I mean, I was just happened to be in enough pain. I was going to say happened to be at the right place at the right time, but that right place was having a lot of pain. You know, people talk about, I don't want to go through pain. I thank God every day I had that pain. The pain of daddy is tomorrow Saturday. It woke me up. It shook me out of a corporate coma. I mean, those words right there, daddy is tomorrow Saturday. Those four words shook me out of this corporate coma and got me to stop thinking about having the corner office and the money and had me start thinking, what in the hell am I doing? Man, I'm 37 years old. When am I going to grow up and do something with my life? I don't want a 100 grand salary. Take that thing, man, and shove it up to your backside sideways. I don't want the paycheck. I don't want to be ordered around by you. Who the hell are you anyway to be ordering me around? You know, I know I'm a miracle. I know I was built from the eyes of the Creator in an absolute miracle. There's only one of me and there's only one message. I got to get this out. I don't want to stand around a water cooler. I don't want to share the stupid same war stories. I don't want to bitch about my wife and complain about how she's nagging to come home. You know, this is all the conversations I used to have with the guys I used to hang around with. Now, I lost all my friends, but were they really friends? No, you know that. You're going to lose a lot of friends along the way, too. But what you gain is so much more than what you think you are leaving behind, man. And you got to grasp that concept. You think you've got something great right now because you're making 150 grand a year and life is good. Life sucks. Unless you got a legacy you're building and it ain't inside those four walls of a job. Let me tell you that right now. Nobody knows the CEO of any major Fortune 100 company. Nobody knows. You couldn't name anybody right now. You can't do it. I can't do it. Why? Because I don't care. But I can tell you a lot of the people that are creating content online that I'm devouring, like just a rabid dog out there of just inspirational, empowering entrepreneurial concepts, and that'll be you. That's the legacy. But more important, the legacy you leave behind for your family, the inheritance you leave for your children's children, they don't care what your title was, man. All they know, were you at my dance recital, my soccer game, my graduation, were you at those things that really mattered? Because I really, Mom and Dad, I couldn't give two craps about what you made, the money you made. Couldn't care about the quota buster trip you went on to the Bahamas. Don't even care about that. Congratulations on your corporate success, but I might as well have been a corporate orphan. Yeah, no, that's real. That's real. So when you're thinking about, am I going to get the bumps and bruises along the way? I don't want any black eyes. Think about, flip that on the other side of it. Remember, it's two sides of the coin of this thing. Will I endure it long enough so I can leave the legacy I want to leave? Or am I just going to be like everybody else? And look, get a job. There's millions of people with a job. Congratulations. But you got to be at peace with that. You got to be at peace with not going for it, settling for what everybody else does, a mediocre average life that didn't amount to any legacy that was built because you wanted safety. And that's what you got to come to grips with. And if you can come to grips with that, then you're at peace. I'm looking for the individual who's willing to endure the black eyes, the bumps, and the bruises. So 3 to 5 years from now, you can look back and say, holy cow, man, this is unreal. This is coming at me so quickly. It's so invigorating. It is that front seat on the roller coaster. It is that. It really is. And it really will happen for you. But get the expectations out of your mind, like, oh, it's got to happen in this certain time frame and it's got to look like this. Trust me when I tell you, it ain't going to look like anything you think right now, but it's going to look, and I'll tell you this right now, it's going to look freaking amazing. Amazing. So if you're ready and you got that mindset and you're willing to endure the black eyes, the bumps and the bruises, I'll show you how to get started. Go to launchwithsam.com and I want to talk to you about it. All right. That's the Friday download, but you know every day's Saturday anyway, so might as well call it the Saturday download. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.